The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on January 3rd, 2018, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat Anudhya Asena Yukta Karma Granti Nibandhanam Chindati Kavida Tasya Ka Na Kuryat Kata Ratim Yad Anudashina Yukta Karma Granti Nibandhanam Chindanti kavidastasya Kona kuryat katavritam Yad anudhyasina yukta Karma granti nibandhanam Chindanti kavidastasya Kona kuryat katavritam Yat, which? Chant Espanol? Yeah, okay. Anudhya, remembrance. Now Espanol. This one word now. Remembrance is one word. Many words in Spanish? Okay. Asena, sword. Let the English repetition come first, and then you do the Spanish. In other words, I say the Sanskrit, repeat the Sanskrit. I say the English, at least she can repeat the English, and then you say the Spanish, and then repeat the Spanish, like that. Yukta, being equipped with. Karma, reactionary work. Granti, not. Nibandhanam, internet. Chindanti, cut. Kovida, intelligent. Tasya, his. Ka. Who? Na. Not. Kuryat. Shall do. Kata. Messages. Ratim. Attention. Now read the English all the way through, and then you can do the Spanish all the way through. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Purport, the contact of the spiritual spark with material elements creates a knot which must be cut if one wants to be liberated from the reactions and reactions of fruitive work. Liberation means freedom from the cycle of reactionary work. The liberation automatically follows for one who constantly remembers the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead. This is because all the activities of the Supreme Lord, his Leela, are transcendental to the modes of material nature. They are all attractive spiritual activities, and therefore constant association with the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord gradually spiritualizes the conditioned souls and ultimately severs the knot of material bondage. Liberation from material bondage is therefore a byproduct of devotional service. Attainment of spiritual knowledge is not sufficient to ensure liberation. Such knowledge must be overcoated with devotional service so that ultimately the devotional service alone predominates. Then liberation is made possible. Even the reactionary work of the fruit of workers can lead one to liberation when it is overcoated with devotional service. Karma overcoated with devotional service is called karma yoga. Similarly, empirical knowledge overcoated with devotional service is called jnana yoga. But pure bhakti yoga is independent of such karma and jnana because it alone can not only endow one with liberation from conditional life, but also award one the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor fund of knowledge must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about him, by glorifying him, by remembering him, and by worshiping him always without cessation. That is the perfect way of devotional service. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed this rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of the different castes and orders of life in pursuance of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and similar other authoritative scriptures. So this is a very important verse. It's a very nice simile here of the sword. Right now we are caught up in karma. It's a hard knot. We're bound up in this rope of karma. So it's to take that sword and cut through that knot. So, what is that sword? By hearing about Krishna. By remembering Krishna. By worshipping Krishna. By serving Krishna. All of the activities of bhakti, they cut through that hard knot. So this devotional service process is very, very wonderful. There are various types of knots. There's the knot of fruitive activity and the knot of mental speculation. Both of these bind us to the cycle of birth and death. But by hearing about Krishna, by remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna, by serving the spiritual master, by serving the Vaishnavas, one becomes liberated from this reactionary work, reactionary thoughts. One becomes spiritualized and cuts the hard knot in the heart. So this is what intelligent people do. They engage in devotional service. To liberate themselves from all the miseries of material existence. Unfortunately, the general population doesn't realize this, you see. They remain caught up in karma chakra. Even though they've achieved the human form of life, which is the one opportunity to get out of the cycle of birth and death. What do they do with their human form? They continue to engage in fruitive activities and mental speculation. In this way they continue their entanglement in the cycle of birth and death. Sometimes a human being, sometimes an animal, sometimes a plant, sometimes an insect, sometimes a bird, sometimes a fish, sometimes a germ. In this way they remain caught up, you see. But by the mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we have gotten this information of how we can get out of the cycle of birth and death. So if we have any brains at all, we will take advantage of this process. If we're stupid or we're not very intelligent, we might not take advantage of it. But human life is not meant for being stupid. Stupidissimo. It's not meant for that. It's meant to become muy, muy inteligente. By becoming Krishna conscious. So all we're saying is, please don't be stupid. Stupido, be inteligente. You have to realize you've gotten this birth after millions of lifetimes in the cycle of birth. So please do not follow the general population who are going to hell. You should follow Guru and Vaishnavas. And this way get out of the cycle of birth and death. It's just a matter of being intelligent, really. Would you rather be miserable or rather be blissful? You know? That's all we're really saying. That's all we're really saying. Do you want to be? That's all we are really saying. Do you want to be miserable or you want to be blissful? No, es difícil. Simply try to become, do what it takes to become happy. That's all. Simply do what it takes to become happy. Material life means serving your rascal senses. And neglecting the self within. Ignoring or not paying attention to. Let me ask you this. Would you take very good care of your automobile, your car? Putting gas in the tank, air in the tires, putting the oil in, but not feeding yourself? You wouldn't eat any, you, instead of eating, you only put gas in your car? Would you do that? That'd be muy, muy stupidissimo. You only put gas in your car, but you don't feed yourself? What kind of idiot would you be? Muy, muy loquísimo. You see? So, all we're saying is, don't be crazy. To simply serve the vehicle, the body, and neglect the self within. If all you do is serve your material senses, you're crazy, you're an idiot. You're putting gas in the car, but you're not eating. So please, please, be inteligente. Serve the self within. Love yourself by engaging yourself in the service of Krishna. You see. All we're really saying is, don't hate yourself, love yourself. If all you do is take care of your body and you don't take care of the self within, that means you're hating yourself. Therefore, do not hate yourself, love yourself by engaging yourself in the service of Krishna. In this way you become muy, muy extático. At every minute,
cada minuto,
in all times, todo, places and circumstances.
Lugares y circunstancias.
It's not difficult, really.
No es difícil, de verdad.
You just have to practice it.
Solamente tienes que practicarlo.
By always remembering Krishna.
Por siempre recordar a Krishna.
Krishna is not difficult to remember.
Krishna no es difícil de recordar.
I was with Prabhupada in 1971.
Yo estaba con Prabhupada en el 71.
I was a brand new devotee.
Yo era un devoto nuevo.
And I went to the Ratha Yatra festival in San Francisco.
Y me fui al festival de Ratha Yatra en San Francisco.
I had never seen Prabhupada before.
Yo nunca había visto a Prabhupada antes.
This is my first time to see Prabhupada. Wow.
Prabhupada.
It was very, very exciting.
Estaba muy, muy ansioso.
Now I'm seeing Prabhupada. Wow.
First time I'm at his lotus feet, I'm hearing the lecture. You see?
There was about 300 devotees there. And about 3,000 what we call hippies. It was the hippie movement. San Francisco, Golden Gate Park. And all the hippies came out to hear the Hare Krishna festival. You see? Prabhupada gave a very, very wonderful lecture. He attracted everyone's attention. He told us this. You have all seen God. Because Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun. I'm the light of the moon. So you have all seen the sunlight, you have seen Krishna. You see. And then he said, every day you're drinking water. Once, twice, thrice, more than that. He said, every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the water. Then immediately you become Krishna conscious. Just by drinking water, you can become Krishna conscious. That's how easy it is. You all drink water, don't you? Everybody drinks water. Or even fruit juice. Any liquid thing. Prabhupada even said this. If the drunkard thinks the taste of the wine is Krishna, he becomes the greatest yogi. Even the drunkard, drinking wine. If he thinks the taste of the wine is Krishna, he immediately becomes the greatest yogi. Yes, he said. But don't you go and drink wine. That's not for the devotees. We become more Krishna conscious by drinking water, you see. The point is, it's not difficult to be Krishna conscious. No es difícil, es muy, muy fácil to become Krishna conscious. You just have to practice it, that's all. You just beg Krishna, please, my dear Krishna, please bless me, I can become your pure devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's easy, it's that easy. Even a child can chant Hare Krishna. Not difficult. So you just have to practice it every day. As much as possible. In the morning, Hare Krishna. When the sun comes up, Hare Krishna. On your way to work, Hare Krishna. At work, Hare Krishna. When you come home, Hare Krishna. Remember Krishna always. That's all. This verse says, by remembering Krishna, you cut through all the karma and all the mental speculation. It's all cut through, you see. That's how powerful it is. Just imagine you were a prisoner, you see. And they put you in iron chains with a big ball tied to the chain. You couldn't move, you see. But somebody comes with a powerful sword and they go, wham, and they cut that chain, you see. They whip and they cut through those iron chains and liberate you, you see. We are caught up in the iron chains of karma. And by remembering this beautiful person named Krishna, who's all powerful, who's unlimitedly beautiful, who's completely renounced, who knows everything, who owns everything, and is the most famous person in the whole world. He's the supreme superstar. Who would not want to associate with the topmost superstar?
You see?
It's like when some superstar comes, everybody's attracted. It's like when I was a young boy in high school, that the superstars were this group called the Beatles. Everybody's running after the Beatles, 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 Beatles. Because they're big, famous, you see. So any famous person, he attracts everyone, you see. But there was no one more famous than Krishna in the whole history. All these other famous people, they'll all be forgotten. Their names will be totally forgotten. But Krishna will always remain unlimitedly famous. So, if there's any questions, I can try to answer them. Aditi Devi Dasi.
Absolutely famous. Why take us such a long time to meet him?
Because we're covered by the mode of ignorance.
Porque estamos cubiertos por la modalidad de la ignorancia.
It's like somebody who's blindfolded.
Porque, por ejemplo, es como alguien que es ciego.
And all he can see is darkness.
Y todo lo que puede ver es oscuridad.
He can't see anything except darkness.
No puede ver nada más que oscuridad.
And you tell him about the sun, he doesn't believe it.
No te lo cree.
He thinks, oh, that's just a myth. There's no such thing as the sun. Because I can't see it.
Yo no puedo verlo.
Therefore, it doesn't exist.
Por eso no existe.
But if he takes off his blindfolds, he'll immediately see
Pero
the sun.
Cuando
see?
Se quita las
so that means the people right now are blind in this material while they're blindfolded.
Entonces, la gente de este mundo están todos ciegos.
That's all. They're simply blindfolded. Next question.
The verse that we are talking about said that we cut with the swords.
Sí, y en el Bhagavatam y el Bhagavad Gita también Krishna habla acerca de cortar el nudo con la espada del conocimiento.
In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna said that to cut the knot of with the sword of knowledge.
Y esta tiene algún significado especial el que Krishna use ese tipo de acción como cortar espada, romper. que sea de violencia, que tiene algo.
It has any meaning that Krishna always used this kind of concept of cut, break, kill, kind of violence. It have any?
No, he didn't. That's not the only thing.
No es solamente eso.
That's only one of the examples.
No es solo ese ejemplo.
There's so many examples.
Hay muchos otros ejemplos.
Tasting nectar is another example.
Saborear néctar es ese otro ejemplo.
Relishing the sweet nectar of Krishna Nam.
Saborear el dulce néctar del Krishna Nam.
Just like enjoying some. Just like, do you like ice cream? Do you enjoy tasting ice cream?
¿Te gusta saborear el helado?
So Krishna's name is like ice cream.
Entonces el nombre de Krishna es como helado.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So there are so many examples.
Hay muchos.
Cutting a sword is only one.
Cortar con espada es solo uno.
Many examples. Cutting, tasting, relishing.
Muchos ejemplos. Cortar, saborear,
many, many examples are given.
Hay muchos otros ejemplos que se dan.
You don't like cutting?
¿No te gusta el cortar?
Me imagino que para mí me inspira eso, el tener que es algo que no hay otra manera.
For him, this concept inspired him that there is no other way, like cutting.
No, it's not. Cutting is not the only method. When you get a higher taste, you can say, one can say, cut your material attachments, that's one thing. But actually a higher principle is this. Instead of cutting your material attachments, you simply become attached to Krishna, and then automatically the material attachments will melt away.
Si tú te vuelves apegado a Krishna, inmediatamente los apegos materiales se derriten.
We don't say to hate Maya.
No decimos que odiamos a Maya.
We see love Krishna.
Decimos que amamos a Krishna.
Give your love to Krishna.
Y dale tu amor a Krishna.
And then you'll no longer be captivated by Maya.
Entonces no vas a estar más cautivo de Maya, nunca más.
¿Comprende? Otras palabras.
But those who cannot take up Krishna consciousness easily, then it is needed. They have to stringently give up the material activities.
Entonces, para aquellos que la conciencia de Krishna no es fácil, entonces sí necesitan violentamente cortar los apegos materiales.
We do both things. We say cut out illicit sex.
Decimos corta el sexo ilícito.
Meat eating, cut.
Que significa cortar.
Intoxication, cut.
Intoxicación, cortar.
Gambling, cut.
Juegos de azar, cortar.
That's on one side, you see.
Eso es.
On the other side, we say now I'll just become attracted to Krishna. Now just become attracted to Krishna.
Ahora, vuélvete atraído a Krishna.
So we do both things, you see.
Entonces, hay todas las dos.
It's like you have two hands, isn't it?
Dos manos.
On one hand, become attracted to Krishna.
En una mano nos volvemos atraídos a Krishna.
On the other hand, cut your material attachments.
Y de la otra mano, cortamos los apegos materiales.
If you're only trying to cut the material attachments, that will not work.
Si solamente tratas de cortar los apegos materiales, eso no va a funcionar.
If you try to remember Krishna, but you hold on to your attachments, hold on to your material attachments, that will also not work.
Y si estás tratando de atraerte a Krishna manteniendo tus apegos materiales, eso tampoco va a funcionar.
Just like, for example, let's say you're eating some kind of food which is not very good for you.
Por ejemplo, vemos un ejemplo que te vas a comer un tipo de comida que no te hace bien.
And you go to the doctor.
Y vas al doctor.
And he only says, stop eating them.
Y él te va a decir, bueno, deja de comer eso.
You're thinking, then what will I eat if I stop eating this? But the intelligent doctor, you say, now here I'll give you a better diet so you can give up eating that. So the cutting happens automatically when you get the higher taste.
Entonces, cuando tú cortas eso, automáticamente obtienes el gusto superior.
You understand? Cutting happens automatically when you have the higher taste. Let's say somebody likes to drink beer, for example. They really enjoy having a good beer. You know? If you tell them to give up drinking beer, they think, oh, I can't give up beer. We tell them, here we have a better beer for you. Hare Krishna beer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's that way you get high on the Hare Krishna. Instead of getting intoxicated on beer, you get intoxicated on Krishna. Now with beer, you get a hangover. You become very fat. You know, it's not very healthy to drink a lot of beer. But this type of intoxication is very good. You become more, the more you chant, the more you become healthy. So we don't. It's not like someone says, "Well, you have to cut out your beer." You go, "Oh, I can do that. I have to cut out my beer. I can't." But if somebody actually gets into chanting Hare Krishna, they don't even, who cares about beer anymore? You know? I used to drink beer, you see. Once I started chanting Hare Krishna, who needs that stupid beer anymore? I think, oh no, I have to cut away my beer. Oh no, I have to give up beer. I wasn't in anxiety about that. Hare Krishna, who needs beer now? I got something much better than beer, you see. So it's not really, for one who takes shelter of Krishna, you don't even feel like you're cutting anything. You're giving up some useless piece of stool and now you're getting a very rare gem. Now this gentleman had a question over here. Yeah. Question.
This year I went to India after 20 years.
After 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was amazed because of the increasing material and spiritual.
In Mayapur, you mean?
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan, yeah.
Vrindavan in the Mayapur.
Yeah, yeah. It's very impressive, yeah.
The most amazing thing I saw is that Srila Prabhupada is not only for devotees of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada is everyone.
Porque vi carteles de otras sampradayas donde utilizan a Srila Prabhupada como.
Yes, Prabhupada's prestige is definitely growing, yes. It's very good. It's very good.
El proceso de Prabhupada simplemente está creciendo muchísimo.
Someday the whole world will accept Prabhupada.
Algún día el mundo entero va a adorar a Prabhupada.
Pero, ¿cuál es el cuidado que uno tiene que tener, o los devotos? Porque el mal utilizar así la Prabhupada en este tipo de difusión, en el mundo el yoga, el vegetarianismo, está muy difundido.
Porque si no se me va lo primero. Because he said before that he saw another sampradayas using Srila Prabhupada's picture to promote their programs. Yeah. So he's saying, which is the, how devotees have...
Cuidado. ¿Cuál es el cuidado que uno debe tener?
No. How devotees can take care of what we have of Srila Prabhupada, because...
By always being loyal to following Prabhupada's instructions.
Simplemente siendo leales...
No los devotos, o sea, cómo los devotos deben manifestar esto hacia la sociedad.
Using Srila Prabhupada.
Si no fuera como un santo, simplemente un San Cayetano.
He's saying that how devotees can we manifest to the society, because otherwise. Srila Prabhupada is taking like another saint or San Cayetano. You know, there's so many.
Actually, massive book distribution is the best formula. Massive distribution of Prabhupada's books is the best thing. So they actually understand what are his teachings. That's,
entonces,
massive book distribution is the best thing.
La gente va a entender qué es el significado, ¿no? De las enseñanzas.
Okay.
Por la distribución de libros masiva.
Okay.
Prabhupada is not for another sampradaya. They may promote from Prabhupada to get the followers. So our ISKCON devotees should be more careful and understanding what is Prabhupada's mission and what is this. Not that everybody advertise themselves with Prabhupada to get catch a fish. They use Prabhupada as a bait to catch the fish.
Que dice que hay que ser muy cuidadoso porque otras sampradayas están usando a Prabhupada para promover. Y ellos deberían utilizar sus gurus. Simplemente usan a Prabhupada como una carnada para traer peces. Entonces los devotos hay que ser muy cuidadosos.
Okay, anything else?
¿Alguien más?
Okay, then. Muchas gracias. Shilvabhavari ki jai.